This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Our Casuarina Tree by Toru Dutt. Like a huge python, winding round and round the rugged trunk, and dented deep with scars, up to its very summit near the stars, a creeper climbs, in whose embraces bound no other tree could live. But gallantly the giant wears the scarf, and flowers are hung in crimson clusters all the boughs among, whereon all day are gathered bird and bee. And oft at night the garden overflows with one sweet song that seems to have no close, sung darkling from our tree, while men repose. When first my casement is wide open thrown, at dawn, my eyes delighted on it rest. Sometimes, and most in winter, on its crest a gray baboon sits statue-like alone, watching the sun rise, while on lower boughs his puny offspring leap about and play, and far and near coquillas hail the day, and to their pastures wend our sleepy cows, and in the shadow, on the broad tank cast by that hoar tree, so beautiful and vast, the water lilies spring, like snow in mast. But not because of its magnificence, dear is the Casuarina to my soul, beneath it we have played, though years may roll, O sweet companions, loved with love intense, for your sakes, shall the tree be ever dear. Blent with your images, it shall arise in memory, till the hot tears blind mine eyes. What is that dirge-like murmur that I hear, like the sea breaking on a shingle beach? It is the tree's lament, an eerie speech, that haply to the unknown land may reach. Unknown, yet well known to the eye of faith. Ah, I have heard that wail far, far away, in distant lands, by many a sheltered bay, when slumbered in his cave the water wraith, and the waves gently kissed the classic shore of France or Italy, beneath the moon, when earth lay tranced in a dreamless swoon. And every time the music rose, before mine inner vision rose a form sublime, thy form, O tree, as in my happy prime I saw thee, in my own loved native clime. Therefore I fain would consecrate a lay unto thy honor, tree, beloved of those who now in blessed sleep for aye repose, dearer than life to me, alas, were they. Mayst thou be numbered when my days are gone with deathless trees, like those in Borrowdale, under whose awful branches lingered pale fear, trembling hope, and death, the skeleton, and time, the shadow. And though weak the verse that would thy beauty fain, O fain rehearse, may love defend thee from oblivion's curse. About this poem. Our Casuarina Tree was published in Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. In Critical Survey of Poetry, Volume 8, 2nd Edition, editors Philip K. Jason and Frank N. McGill write, "This poem, reminiscent in both form and content of John Keats's odes, is about the beautiful Casuarina tree in the poet's garden at Bog Marie. The tree, by the end of the poem, becomes a symbol not only of the poet's joyous childhood, but also, through an extension in time and space, of the poet's longing for permanence and eternity. The poem is a masterpiece of craftsmanship, a fine blending of thought, emotion, and form."
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.